I'm J.R. Whalen in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal in New York. After the terrorist group Islamic State claimed responsibility for the coordinated Easter bombings of churches and hotels in Sri Lanka that killed more than 300 people, investigators there scrambled on Tuesday to arrest suspects and identify links with local militants who officials believed helped carry out the attacks. Sri Lanka's government has said it received warnings from security officials in India and the U.S. on April 4th that they had picked up indications attacks were being planned in Sri Lanka. Shares of Twitter rose more than 10% in Tuesday morning trading after the company reported record daily users and rising profits in its latest earnings report. Twitter has made changes such as promoting healthy discourse after the company struggled to rein in toxic behavior. It's also been working to make the platform more conversational. And the Walgreens drugstore chain says it will raise the minimum wage required for customers to buy tobacco products in its stores from 18 to 21. About a dozen states have already raised the tobacco purchasing age to 21. Walgreens has drawn criticism from federal regulators who've taken issue with its selling of cigarettes, electronic cigarettes, and other tobacco products in health stores. For more on these and other stories of the day, go to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.